אתם מאזינים ל-SBS בעברית.
בעקבות פרסום דוח הביניים של הוועדה המלכותית לאנטישמיות ולחידות חברתית, שוחחנו עם מישל גולדמן, המנכ"לית של New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, ועד שליחי הקהילות היהודיות בניו סאוס ווילס. הוועד פרסם הודעה לעיתונות על הדוח, רצינו לשוחח איתה כדי להבין את דעתה ומחשבותיה על הדוח. בסוף הקטע גם נזכיר היכן ניתן להגיש הצעות וסיפורים הרלוונטיים לעבודתה של הוועדה הממלכתית.
How are you feeling today when the report has been released and what you know about it by now?
We welcome the report. It's the first step in what is a long process. So, you know, this report was specifically to look at any security or intelligence actions that needed to be undertaken urgently in order to protect the community and to be aware of anything that needed urgent fixing. Rather than waiting for the full report in December. So we always understood that was the scope, and we always appreciated that some elements of the report were going to need to be kept confidential, which has been the case. 5 of the recommendations are confidential. But of those that are made public, there are things which include looking for strengthening the coordination of counterterrorism agencies and resourcing, better sharing of information as well between security, intelligence, counterintelligence, etc., which makes sense because they all have a different perspective of risks that are occurring, and we need a holistic picture to be able to more effectively identify and prevent and respond to terrorism. And I think probably the recommendation of greatest interest to your listeners would be the one which is replicating the briefing and higher police presence ahead of high holidays to other Jewish public events, especially those in public spaces.
Indeed. I have to ask you with specifically in the media release that you the statement that you sent out, you're saying that the report makes clear that there were no gaps in the legal framework prevented authority from acting, and yet it happened. And so I'm just wondering, what are your sense here of where it went awry? Is it naivety on behalf of the system or the authorities? Is it carelessness? How come there is no gap and yet we still ended up with 15 people who are dead?
I think there are some clues in the report. So what I take is the fix is not a matter of legal reform. The legal framework is okay, which suggests then that the way that it's been operationalized needs improvement. So it's about understanding where those improvement lie. And there are some clues in the report. She talks about needing a part-time counterterrorism coordinator to be full-time. There's recommendations for government to come together once a year and to run scenarios. So there's definitely opportunities that have been identified for all those agencies that are responsible for security and intelligence to do better and to make improvements in terms of their awareness, their readiness, and their response.
Right. Do you see a future in which we don't have to have armed guards outside our schools and synagogues?
Look, I'm an optimistic person generally. I think after the escalation in anti-Semitic incidents over the last 2 years, even someone with my level of optimism is feeling a sense of despair, especially having grown up in this country. I mean, I immigrated when I was a child, but I've always thought Australia is one of the best places in the world to live precisely because it is so free and I've been able to enjoy a Jewish education, to practice my religion, to be a proud Zionist, to not have to hide any part of my any of my identities and to continue to be a proud Australian here. And that really seems to have changed. But I think, you know, we've called strongly for a Royal Commission. one was established, it's the highest form of inquiry. So if there ever was an opportunity to try to create a pathway out of where we currently found ourselves, which is a very low point in Australia's history, then I think it is now. So I'm hopefully optimistic that this process will play out. It's a comprehensive one. Next week, we're going to start to hear from the lived experiences of people who have suffered from anti-Semitism. And I think Australia will learn just how pervasive this is and how anti-Semitism is affecting every part of the lives of Jewish Australians. And so I hope with that understanding and that scrutiny and all the rigour of a royal commission, we will have a report which has some strong recommendations for what we need to do next. And then we will back right in to advocate strongly for those recommendations to be adopted. And I do note that both the federal government and the New South Wales government have already endorsed fully and said that they commit to implementing all the recommendations from the interim report, and I hope the same will be true when we see the full report that comes down on the 14th of December.
Your observation make me ponder a saying that sometimes attributed by mistake to Einstein, but was actually said by a preacher named Derek Bok, which spells out that if you think education is expensive, you should try ignorance.
I love it. I haven't heard that before.
Yeah.
But absolutely. And that has to be a central component of whatever the comprehensive approach is. And, you know, it's not something that's going to fix things overnight. But in our schools, in our religious institutions, in our public institutions, we have to make sure that there is education around what anti-Semitism is, so it can be clear what is unacceptable and acts of anti-Semitism can be called out and responded to, but also education just about Jewish people and our culture and our religion, so people better understand us and our contribution to Australia. And, you know, anything that is good for the Jewish community in terms of creating better understanding and tolerance is going to be good for all other minority groups as well. And will get us back to what has made Australia a great multicultural nation, which is we've got a lot of diversity, but we've embraced that diversity. It's made us rich rather than dividing us.
Michelle Goldman, thank you very much for your time and your thoughts.
Thanks, Michael. Good to talk to you and your listeners.
דיוני הוועדה הפומביים הראשונים לחקירה יתחילו בשבוע הבא. הוועדה תבחן את האירועים סביב הירי ותשמע מחברי הקהילה היהודית על חוויותיהם בנוגע לאנטישמיות. הוועדה מעודדת גם הגשות בכתב עד סוף מאי ומספקת קישור יהודי באתר האינטרנט שלה לעשות זאת. בנוסף, קונסורטיום של ארגונים יהודיים יצר פורטל מיוחד לתמיכה בקהילה כדי לעזור לאנשים בקהילה ומחוצה לה, להגיש את העדויות שלהם. אתר האינטרנט היהודי נקרא Share Your Story, שתפו את הסיפור שלכם, והוא מסביר כיצד למלא את תופס ההגשה המקוון של הוועדה המלכותית. נציין גם שהלילה, ליל יום ראשון, הם מארגנים אירוע התחברות כלל אוסטרלי עבור חברי הקהילה להתכנס ולהגיש את סיפוריהם באתר הוועדה. הדוח הסופי של הוועדה יוגש עד סוף השנה, וכרגע מתוכנן ל-14 בדצמבר 2026, שהוא יום השנה הראשון להתקפה בבונדאי.
רוצים לשמוע סיפורים נוספים? האזינו לנו באפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל אפליקציית פודקאסטים אחרת.